Good afternoon. Today is Sunday, May 18th, 120, where I will be interviewing Ms. Walker about her life during the Civil Rights Movement. So, Ms. Walker, let's start off by asking you some questions about your family. When and where were you born?
I was born on May 27th, 1951, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Now, let's talk about your family.
My mother was a school teacher. My father was a construction worker. I have one sibling. We lived on a small block in West Philadelphia, where every family had two parents at home. Most of them had a car. All the fathers worked. It was just one big happy family.
Okay. What was your sister name?
Dolores.
What school did y'all attend?
I attended West Philadelphia High School. She attended Bach Vocational High School. We both attended McMichael Elementary.
How was school during the Civil Rights Movement?
It was okay. We had mostly in our neighborhood school. It was all black. For the ninth grade, we were bused to South Philadelphia from West Philadelphia to Furnace Junior High, which was a white neighborhood. Well, it was white and black, and it was okay.
Since there was white and black, did you experience any racism?
Not in school, I didn't. No.
So outside of school?
To be honest, I was grown when I experienced racism. And it was, I was at a nursing home visiting my aunt, and I got called a nigger for the first time by someone who was maybe about 90 years old, stuck in a wheelchair in a nursing home, and I thought that was sad to be in that position and have those kind of feelings.
So how do you feel about the Civil Rights Movement?
The Civil Rights Movement was a very good experience. Living in the North, we didn't experience too much of it. It was hitting a lot, but in the South, it was not hitting. I remember my mother took my sister and I to her hometown in South Carolina. We went to a store, and while we were in the store shopping, we had to use the restroom. When we got to the restroom, it said colored and white, and that was a new experience for my sister and I. It's just a eerie feeling. And another experience we had in the South was going to the laundromat with my aunt. One side was for white and one side was for colored.
How old were y'all at that time?
I'll say maybe we were teenagers, anywhere from 14 to say 17.
How has your view on race changed in the last decade?
Well, I've never I wasn't taught that way, so I never had any racism. But on this morning, I was standing on my porch. The neighborhood has changed so much that a lot of the old people have died. Their properties have been sold or just rented out. And so we have a lot of college students now. And I spoke to a college student walking down the street as I was standing on my porch, and he didn't acknowledge me. I thought that was sad for 2014.
Well, do you think it was because of his race, or?
It was racism. He probably was taught to be that way. But my feelings were, I've been here for 62 years. So if you're going to come in, then you should be polite.
Okay, well, since you were born in 1955, that was the year that Rosa Parks.
I was born in 1951.
I'm sorry, 1951. You were born before Rosa Parks went to jail for the bus boycott. So you were about 3. So you didn't really have no experience with that, did you?
No, most of the civil rights war, we watched on TV. The right to vote, the bombing of the churches. We were around, but we were children. And it was sad, and we did a lot of crying, watching the news, because it was very sad that children couldn't go to church and be afraid of being blown up.
Has your mother and father shared their stories with you about segregation?
Yes. My mother told us the story of going to the movies, and she had two friends, a female and a male, that both could pass for white. And the white people sat on the main floor, and black people had to enter from a different door and had to use the balcony. And how her friends sat on the balcony with them and didn't pass for white.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Walker, for your time.
You're welcome.